Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to our program, which is all about Western Mass, which means that it's all about you. We got it all going on here for today. Let's start out with the world's largest pancake breakfast, a morning filled with fun, and a time to pay tribute to an individual who has gone above and beyond for the community. Chris Kelly announcing Springfield Police Superintendent Cheryl C. Claprud as the 2023 World's Largest Pancake Breakfast Chair. And he'll present her with her official jacket, which has been embroidered with four gold stars on each shoulder. World's Largest Pancake Breakfast, sponsored by MGM Springfield, is set for Saturday, May 13, 2023, of course, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Main Street, from State Street to Bridge Street. The annual pancake party will celebrate Springfield's 387th birthday, and we'll celebrate a birthday the way it should be celebrated, with a hot, hearty breakfast of pancakes, bacon, coffee, juice, milk, a whole bunch of entertainment, activities, and community spirit. Admission and beverages are free. Breakfast is $3 for adults and $1 for children. For more information about the world's largest pancake breakfast, I will direct you to thespiritofspringfield.org. Big news for Springfield. The Italian government is taking advantage of a generous offer from one of Springfield, Massachusetts' most successful business leaders and philanthropists. I refer, of course, to Paul Picnelli, president and CEO of Monarch Enterprises. And he has donated prime real estate space and other resources on the 25th floor of Monarch Place, downtown Springfield, to create a public office for the establishment of an official Western Mass Consulate of Italy office. Now, we've had the official opening of the office. It was Monday, April 24 at 5 p.m. on the 25th floor of Monarch Place. Picnelli has named Honorary Consul of Italy for Western Mass, and he has recognized the need for the consulate to be reestablished in Springfield. Western Mass residents with business or important personal matters to conduct with or in Italy have had to travel to the Boston Italian Consulate office for years, kind of difficult during the hardship of the pandemic. No longer the case now with the office here in Springfield. Springfield's Department of Veterans Services is looking for volunteers to help with the flagging of Springfield cemeteries for Memorial Day. Cemetery flagging will take place from Saturday, May 13th through Sunday, May 28th. Springfield's Department of Veterans Services will flag all publicly owned and maintained cemeteries within the city. Now, if you're interested in volunteering for this, you can contact Springfield's Veterans Department, 787-6141. That's 413 area, 787-6141. Or you can email Deputy Director of Veterans Service, Joseph DeCaro, at jdecaro@springfieldcityhall.com. Well, they're very proud over at AIC. American International College is announcing its 138th commencement ceremony, Saturday, May 13, at 10 a.m. at the Mass Mutual Center. AIC President Hubert Benitez, DDS, Ph.D., who recently marked his first anniversary at the college, will preside over the ceremony. The Honorable Richard E. Neal, United States Representative from Massachusetts, 1st Congressional District, will deliver the commencement address to undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral recipients in the class of 2023. Now, during the commencement ceremony, retired NBA star and Springfield native Travis Eric Best will receive an honorary degree from AIC. Best will be rewarded an honorary Doctor of Humane Letters in recognition of his distinguished humanitarian and philanthropic contributions to society. Hopping over to Chicopee, they're proud to announce the unveiling of its new banner and ad campaign designed to promote the upcoming Clean City Initiative and further the goal of making Chicopee the cleanest in Western Mass. The campaign highlights the importance of community involvement and environmental stewardship in keeping the city clean and beautiful. There are sobriety checkpoints marking the region this weekend. I'll have more on that in just a moment, but first, an ArtsBeat report from reporter Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Dandelion, a new musical for children, will have its world premiere at Playhouse on Park in West Hartford, April 25th through May 14th. Dandelion, adapted from the children's book by Don Freeman, features book and lyrics by Joan Ross Sorkin, music by Liz McNamara, and direction by Jill Zarkona, with music direction by Kevin Barlowski and choreography by Darlene Zoller. For details, playhouseonpark.org. And incidentally, Dandelion is a musical for children that adults will like. Gypsy, the landmark musical blockbuster about the most ambitious stage mother and her daughters, opens Goodspeed Musical's 60th anniversary season, April 28th through June 18th. Gypsy features a book by Arthur Lawrence based on the memoirs of Gypsy Rose Lee, music by Julie Stein, and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. The score includes Let Me Entertain You, Everything's Coming Up Roses, and other Broadway standards. Judy McLean from Broadway's Mamma Mia plays Mama Rose, the role made famous by Ethel Merman, Angela Lansbury, Tyne Daly, and Patti LuPone. Jen Thompson directs. For details, goodspeed.org. Rent. Jonathan Larson's winning adaptation of La Boheme wraps up the Connecticut Repertory Theater season at UConn's Nate Catter Theater with performances through April 30th. Nate Bertone directs the musical with musical direction by Dmitry Glinsky and choreography by Brandon Kelly. For details on the musical known for its song Seasons of Love, crt.ucon.edu. Stomp comes to the UMass Fine Arts Center April 28th and 29th. Stomp is explosive, inventive, provocative, witty, and utterly unique, an unforgettable experience for audiences of all ages. The international percussion sensation has garnered armfuls of awards and rave reviews and has appeared on numerous national TV shows. The 8-member troupe uses everything but conventional percussion instruments, including matchboxes, wooden poles, brooms, garbage cans, Zippo lighters, and hubcaps to fill the stage with magnificent rhythms. For details, fineartcenter.com. Into the Woods, Sondheim's take on classic fairy tales, will be performed by the UMass Theater April 28th through May 6th. In the Rand Theater on the UMass Amherst campus, James Lapine provided the book. Rudy Ramirez directs. For details, fineartcenter.com. Cinderella, Ballet Theater Company's production with music by Sergei Prokofiev and choreography by Stephanie Detellis, plays the Bushnell April 29th and 30th. The evil stepmother will be played by Playhouse on Park's co-founder and Stop Time Dance director, Darlene Zoller. For details, bushnell.org. And finally, Haley Burnell, the Longmeadow-born and raised singer and trombonist, has been named one of the Grammy's 10 emerging jazz artists to watch. Her two albums showcase her affinity for the American songbook. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. As mentioned, a sobriety checkpoint will be held in Hampden County to help prevent under-the-influence driving. The Massachusetts State Police say the checkpoint will be held somewhere in Hampden, an additional checkpoint being held in Middlesex County Friday into Saturday. So there you have it, a snapshot of Western Massachusetts here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Thank you very much for being with us. I hope you'll participate and observe or just enjoy knowing about some of these events coming right up. And we'll have more on our next program. I hope you'll be with me then. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.